This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show on WSMI. I'm Terry Tote. Today we're talking with Susie Michael and Tina Hagemeyer. We're going to talk a little bit about the Walk for a Cure, which is an event coming up on September the 12th. And Susie, let's start with you. Grab the microphone and pull it over. This Walk for a Cure, actually, you were involved from the very beginning as far as this particular group. Was it Chicks for the Cure?
Yes. The walk was started 6 years ago by my friend Connie Carroll and myself. And then 4 years ago, she would no longer wanted to do it, but I wanted to continue it on. So I pulled in some friends known as Chicks for a Cure through MCCA. So from then on, this is what we've been doing. This is our fourth year with MCCA and Chicks for a Cure.
Terrific name, Chicks for a Cure. That's got to be, that certainly has to help.
It doesn't hurt.
Gets people's attention, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. So what's coming up on September the 12th?
First, we will be having a 1K fun run and a 5K all at the same time. Also on that day, we will be having a bake sale in Fred B. Johnson Park from 9 to...
Whenever
everything is gone. And also on Friday from 8 to 6 at the Four-Way, Nokomis, we will be collecting at the Four-Way. And if you come through, we'll offer you a bottle of water for your donation. And also on Saturday the 12th, we will be doing the Four-Way also from 8 to 1. And again, if you come through twice, you'll get two bottles of water.
So that's Friday the 11th.
Friday the 11th.
You'll be doing that at the four-way stop, and then again on Saturday.
So yes.
That's terrific. That's true. What was the motivation behind getting this all pulled together?
Well, when Connie started it, she had a lot of clients that had cancer, and she just felt like she needed to do something for them. And so together we started the 5K. And it just continued on from there. And then it became more personal for me as my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago. So it's I do this in honor of her. And this is my way of giving back to MCCA. You know, not everybody has the support and help. And MCCA is there to provide that help and support for people who need it.
Yeah. Bring in Tina Hagemeyer. Tina, let's talk a little bit about the MCCA, if we could, and what a unique organization and the goals of the organization itself have been spot on to help residents in the county.
Yes. Montgomery County is, I think, very fortunate to have the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And it's a shame not other counties that have this, but all the money that MCCA, which stands for Montgomery County Cancer Association, I didn't know that for a long time, but they help citizens in Montgomery County. Nobody else out of the county is strictly that, so we are very fortunate.
And I think this came about because the county, the people involved in fundraising for research and helping people who are suffering from this affliction, they wanted a more personal way to help residents of the county. So they basically decided to do away with the relationship with the American Cancer Association, American Cancer Society, and basically form their own group. And I don't know about you, but as I look back through the history of this thing, it has gone over just terrifically.
Yes, it sure has. I believe they pulled out, it would be 11 years. That's long before I came along with MCCA. But MCCA is consisted of teams, and which Chicks for a Cure is part of MCCA. But if it weren't for all the teams and personal donations, memorial money, that's how the Montgomery County Cancer Association functions and can give to the community, is because of all the donations and the fundraisers that the community does. And we live in a wonderful community. I know people get hit up all the time, but they just continue to give as much as they can. And it's a wonderful organization.
And one aspect about the MCCA, as you mentioned, the teams that
yes.
are the major fundraisers. This is mm-hmm. where the majority of the funding comes from. And this is where groups of citizens like yourselves get
yep.
together and say, okay, you know, because of our mom or because of yourself,
yes.
you know, we're going to band together and we're going to try to have some sort of an event where we can raise money and donate to the MCCA. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing to have happen here in the county. And as you mentioned, people get asked for a lot in this county, but it continues to amaze me every year the level of donations for the
yes.
MCCA. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It just amazes us also that you think, oh, it's not going to be a good year this year, but boy, come June when we have our birthday celebration and that total goes up on the board, the people just come through. And I mean, the cancer is just everywhere. It's on the increase, and the number of people we help is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Most people don't realize it.
No.
The number of people that actually get help from the county. And again, the money that's raised here helps residents of the county.
Yes, citizens.
It stays here.
Yep. Our motto is citizens of Montgomery County helping Montgomery County citizens.
Yeah.
And it's a great organization.
What do they use the money for, Tina?
Well, we give mileage. We have mileage that anytime they go to a doctor's appointment, therapy, any appointment that pertains to their cancer, we can pay mileage, and that's unlimited. We also can help them with any kind of a medical or any kind of a bill other than just a credit card that you went to a local clothing store.
Sure.
Up to $750, that's yearly. And so after their year, if they're still in treatment, we will also do that again for them. And then we also give to some of our local hospitals. And we have in the past given to research also, which is big, you know.
Because one day we don't want to have to do this program.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah.
That would be a day
yeah.
to rejoice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we also have 25 students that we call our scholarship kiddos that are a big help to the MCCA. MCCA has a lot of people that their legs don't go as quickly as they used to. And so to have these young bodies to run for us or go here or go there and... so we have 25 students that they have to log 50 volunteer hours. It doesn't have to be to help MCCA. It can be, go to a patient's house and help them clean their yard or drive them to an appointment. So they have to earn their keep, you know, but, if they do all those hours, then we will, every year it's a different amount. It just kind of depends on how much money's in the bank account that.
And along with that, the scholarship aspect
mm-hmm.
of it, young people learn to give back to the community, which is huge.
Oh, that's another reason why we want them there is to hopefully when their 4 years is up with MCCA, they'll stay with us. And join it and make a team because we need teams too. We also need teams. We also are needing drivers right now also to drive patients. Some patients don't have vehicles or aren't able to drive or don't have family members around. So we have a lady that tries to find drivers to take patients to appointments. So we could use drivers too.
Volunteers to come up with a team. A lot of the civic organizations around the area, a lot of the members are getting older,
yep.
Dropping out. Some of the activities they used to be involved in, they're not involved in anymore. The MCCA is still a relatively new organization, but the time will come where these volunteers have to be replaced. So,
yep.
you know, getting young people involved is a great first step. Does the MCCA have an opportunity to speak to children in school or make presentations mm-hmm. to where they can plant the seeds mm-hmm. to the students.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. I'll pass that along.
Okay, there you go.
At our next meeting.
There you go.
We have spoke, I think, one year at a basketball game very briefly, you know, but we've never gone into the schools. But that is a great idea. I'll pass that along, Terry.
Yeah, I think, well, I just think that that's one way to, you know, you plant the seed, you yep. water it a few years, and you see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what might come out of that. Mm-hmm. If we can go back to Susie a little bit here. Susie, I know that this is a thing that's very close to your heart. You got involved in this because it's a personal thing. A lot of people, families who have not been affected by cancer, one day will be. And they don't understand right now, until you've gone through it, how it affects a family. What sort of emotions, what sort of things do you think about? What sort of things do you go through when a loved one is diagnosed with cancer?
Well, your first thought is, oh my God, what am I going to do? Myself, I was with my mom, just myself. And, you know, you have to keep it together, not just for yourself, but for your loved one that you're with. So at that particular point, I just had to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go see a doctor and go from there. But it is difficult. You know, it is hard. It still is. You know, she's a 5-year survivor. She had stage 4, which most people don't survive that. But she is a walking testimony that you can. And it's all in your mind. It's positive. And
how much of it is in your mind? How much of it is that mental toughness? Since we've got some Nacomas connections here, you know, how much is that MTXE kind of stuff?
Well, you know what? You have to have that mental toughness, because it can break you down fast. But if you have that mental toughness, you can do it. And with support from your family, your friends, MCCA, I think people just don't really understand what support really means when it comes to cancer. Nobody wants to hear the word. Nobody wants to deal with it. But it's a reality, you know, in our world today. It's out there. It's there. And without support, without this organization of MCCA, there's a lot of people that don't know about MCCA. You know, I did not know about MCCA. Until you are personally touched with it, that you start seeking. And the first person who came to me was Tina. It was Tina. She said, we'll have a basket for your mom. And you know what? It was there within like 24 hours. You know, and you just never know who's going to come to your rescue.
And it starts small with a basket, but then you have access to people who have experience in this thing, who have been down this road before.
Exactly.
People who have said, okay, this is what you're in for. We can help you through this thing. It's not going to be an easy, and there's no pulling any punches. It's not easy. But there are ways to get through it and ways to lean on people who have experience.
Yes. And you know, they're my team.
Mm-hmm.
They're my girls.
Yeah.
We are the Chicks for a Cure.
There you go. And that's probably one of the really neat aspects of the MCCA, because the teams that compete, my God, you guys are competitive.
Hey, it's a competitive world.
Oh, it is. It is. It's crazy. I mean, you know, you have tons of teams out there, and they're all wanting to make their mark. And, you know, it's a source of pride.
Yes, it is. It's yeah. It's a very prideful thing.
Yeah.
And we
and
all have pride.
It's a personal thing, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Not only is it a personal thing, but when you have other support, it makes it a little bit easier.
Sure.
But, like I said, we are the Chicks for a Cure, and we're out there to do what we can to help everybody.
So the fun run and walk next Saturday, the 12th of September, Fred B. Johnson Park in Nokomis. Registration about 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And the fun run walk starts at 9.
Starts at 9. All
yeah.
right.
So come out and join us. Enjoy the fun. It's a great way to support and just to be there.
Going to have T-shirts?
Yes.
Okay.
They are lime green and pink this year.
You can't.
Hey, you can't.
I'm telling you what.
We want to turn Nokomis green. So everybody come on out and let's turn this town green.
If this was TV today, we'd have to say, don't adjust your TV sets, okay? You're actually seeing this, okay?
Live.
That's live. Well, Susie, thanks so much for coming by. A final thought, we're down to about a minute to go here. A final thought, perhaps, on the fun run for next week. Just get out there and...
Just come on out, support. Like I said, there's going to be water at the four-way. We're going to have a bake sale consisting of caramel apples and pies and cakes and pink ribbon cakes, red velvet ribbon cakes, cupcakes, puppy chow. Whatever you can think of, we're going to have it.
And some prizes to give away as well.
Yes, yeah. And we will absolutely have prizes to give away to the runners and walkers that come. And a raffle, yes, we have a raffle of a $100 Casey card and a $150 Paris Frozen Food gift card. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $3 for $5 or $2 each. Come on out and get your tickets, buy your gas, and come on over to Hillsboro and buy your food.
So when was the last time you got to hang out with Chicks for a Cure, huh? That's what I'm asking.
You'll
get your chance on September 12th.
That's right. And we'll have raffle baskets also that you can buy tickets for. So just come out. It's a good thing to support. Come out and do it, and hope to see you all there.
All right. Susie Michael, Tina Hagemeyer, thanks so much for joining us today. That's it for today's edition of the Wednesday Talk Show on WSMI. I'm Terry Tote.